from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking about 93.7 The Fan Insider, Jeff Hathorn. It is time for the Hawk Report. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, I love the sound effects. You found a hawk call.
Yeah, it was Donnie that actually found it. Donnie, was it hard to find?
No. Yeah. Very quick YouTube search.
Jeff, elaborate on what Derek Shelton had to say about why he's sticking with O'Neal Cruz and there's nothing being done to try to eradicate the kind of mishaps we saw in Houston earlier in the week.
Yeah. And you guys will all hear it. I know you're going to play it, Andrew, so you'll hear it from his words. But basically, is without Cruz, they don't win some of those games. And the guy had a bad game. And what's he going to do? You know, basically wreck his chance to win a game in August against a team in front of you in the postseason? I'll summarize by saying he knows how important O'Neal Cruz is. And while he had a bad game, he felt like after those plays, he still kept his head in the game, his words, and that it's not like there's going to be any punishment. And obviously, you guys saw that he's in the lineup.
I disagree that he only had a couple bad innings or one bad game, Jeff. He had 5 errors in the series and 9 strikeouts. So I'm not advocating either to take him out. I would play him at shortstop tonight, and I would hit him third. But I just don't think that that's a fair description of what happened in Houston. It was a horrible series for him there.
Yeah, I mean, Derek only referred to the game itself. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I think for the most part, with the exception of the last one or just the wild throw, I mean, physical errors are going to happen. That it's a weird infield. And we saw Cabrian Hayes have an error in there. So, I mean, that part aside, he's just going to, he knows the value, and as much as people might want to be old school and say, sit him down and pull him out or don't play him, they're not going to do that.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is playing, but it's in Altoona tonight. When should we expect him in the Pirates lineup, Jeff?
Yeah, we just talked to the Pirates director of sports medicine. He said potentially by Sunday here. But he hadn't played in 3 days. They wanted to get him in the infield. He's going to do a couple of innings at second, a couple of innings at short just to get some work. And probably a game there Saturday, and then he could be here as early as Sunday, or they may wait until Tuesday.
Let's pivot to the Steelers. They have their Friday Night Lights practice tonight. I was saying before we brought you on, I thought this was interesting. FanDuel has taken down all of its Russell Wilson season props. You can't bet anything for the season on Russell Wilson anymore. I think the odds makers there are concerned if they post numbers, people will bet the under on everything, and they'll get killed because of what's going on with this calf injury. So I'll ask you, Jeff, what the hell is going on right now with Russell Wilson's calf injury?
Listen, if you didn't know he had a calf injury, you would just think that he was getting a Veterans Day off. He's now doing all the individual drills. He does 7-on-7 drills. He just doesn't do team drills, you know, where he might have to escape out of a pocket or do something to avoid a player. I do buy into the fact that I think they're trying to get a long look at Justin Fields because they have no quarterback signed for next year, and Fields is the most likely guy that you would sign to a contract, or it could be your potential next quarterback because of his abilities, his age, all of that stuff. So I don't know necessarily that him missing this first week is that big of a detriment. We'll see if he does anything tonight at the night practice or when he gets into action, but I don't think he's far away from action. Like I said, he's doing all the individual stuff. There's no wraps on the calf, no nothing. You wouldn't know there was an injury if he was just warming up or doing individual drills.
No sign of Brandon Ayuk at today's 49ers practice. I'm trying to make a Brandon Ayuk trade happen, Jeff. Or do you think that they've liked what they've seen from their receivers, even with the Roman Wilson injury in practice so far?
Can you imagine Friday Night Lights and Brandon Ayuk shows up at midfield?
In a helicopter.
Right?
See, he knows something, Donnie. Are you hearing that? You've got to... Right? Be honest with us. Do you know something?
No. I'm just saying the spectacle of something like that.
Oh, my God. It would be incredible. It would bring the house down. I'd faint if I were there.
That would be amazing. And they already have fireworks set up, so you could shoot those babies off when he walks out on the field. Beyond that, I would say probably the biggest play guy that you've had at number two is Van Jefferson.
Seriously? Jeff, I don't know what to do with evaluating practices in preseason anymore because of what happened with Kenny last season. So
yeah, I'm with you on that because you could read way too much into some of these things, but he has made the most plays. I would say this, given everything we've seen at camp, there's no doubt to me that as of right now, their number two receiver is Pat Freiermuth.
Interesting. Do you think he gets a contract extension done soon?
I do think it gets a contract extension done.
Speaking of, is it real or is it fake? How about DeMarvin Leal's training camp so far? Because I've read rave reviews on him. Are you buying it?
I've seen a lot of guys come in with great shape and do some things in training camps and then not be able to do it on the field. Let's see what he does on the field. He is in better shape. He is a lot lighter. He moves a little faster. Same with Loudermilk. They both come in the best shape that they've been in. But in that kind of a cliche of camp about guys that are in the best shape of their life, as he made a couple of plays and unpadded practices and the couple of times they've been in pads, yes. But much to your point about, you know, last year fooling us, let's see what he does in a game. I will say this. I'll give him this. At least he realizes the urgency of where he's at in his career and how big this training camp and this season is for him, for his future.
Are you on the Beanie Bishop train?
I'm thinking of jumping on. He's been good. And you know what the thing was yesterday in a practice? His communication. He doesn't care who it is. He's yelling at Queen. He's yelling at whomever. Like, hey, be here. Hey, this coming this side. Like, there isn't any hesitancy, even being an undrafted rookie, of talking in that defense and being active in that defense. Part of it right now is obviously because Sutton's not in there and why he's getting so many snaps in the slot. But I mean, he's been good. He was an All-American in West Virginia. He's made plays, and he's kind of got that little Mike Hilton chip on the shoulder. Let's see how he does in tackling real NFL players and at least preseason games.
Better chance Beanie Bishop or Zach Frazier from West Virginia starts week one?
Ooh. I'm going to say Frazier, but it looks good for the West Virginia boys. And I say Frazier for this. When we asked Arthur Smith about it the other day, he's like, I don't even realize when he's in there anymore. It's so smooth.
Wow. Donnie, any questions for Jeff?
I didn't have any prepared.
Okay.
Just wasn't sure if there was something I missed that you wanted to throw at him. Fair enough. Jeff,
now
thank
you. Now I look dumb.
See you, Jeff.
See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.